It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Nearly a decade after Hurricane Sandy, there are some areas of New York City where it seems the storm has never fully passed. Public housing tenants in the seaside community of Coney Island are still living in buildings that rely on temporary fixes for living essentials such as heat and running water. Reporter Ellie Quinlan Hotelling went to the iconic neighborhood to speak with community members.
It's another sunny summer day in Coney Island. Families are unfurling rainbow umbrellas in the sand, and kids yell as they zip along the Cyclone, the park's iconic coaster. But just a couple of blocks away, as the surf sounds begin to fade, residents of Coney Island's public housing units are struggling. Their grounds are now ripped up, with mountains of dirt laying beside exposed pipes.
What's going on in here is really crazy, because you pay rent. You want to live decent. Not like an animal. They treat us like not human beings, like dogs.
Irma Bagan is a retired disabled resident of O'Dwyer Gardens, a complex run by the New York City Housing Authority, where some apartments have gone almost 6 months without cooking gas. At a neighboring development called Coney Island Sites 4 and 5, August will mark the one-year anniversary since residents lost cooking gas in their apartments. The absence leaves over 1,000 residents without a way to feed themselves.
I want somebody here, because they say they give me an appointment, they don't show up. So many appointments, they never came.
The gas breaks in the two developments look the same, but stem from different issues. The interruption at the O'Dwyer building stems from a construction project that was supposed to finally fix problems spurred by Hurricane Sandy. The initiative, called the Nature Recovery and Resilience Project, is a $700 million effort to repair and replace the crumbling infrastructure with something that will potentially survive and outlast the next superstorm. But in the effort to do that, the crews knocked out gas lines, and the agency is offering no clear service renewal in sight. Mark is a resident of O'Dwyer Gardens who agreed to speak anonymously for fear that he would lose his housing for publicly criticizing NYCHA.
So one by one by one by one that the gas service is disrupted and quality of life suffers because of it. And you know what that does to the human psyche. Okay, people just get fed up. And that's just one of the many conditions, okay, that are going on here. And it's going on for years.
Over at Sites 4 and 5, the gas break is due to a leak on the main pipe, according to an emailed statement from NYCHA. But residents say the problem speaks to crumbling infrastructure, exacerbated by damage after Sandy. Regardless, the city says service cannot be restored until construction on all the wings are completed. But since the lines were cut 11 months ago, only one out of five wings has been completed. State Assemblywoman Mathilde Frontes represents the district, and according to her, fixing these issues has been a game of whack-a-mole. Problems pop up as soon as a solution seems to be on the horizon.
More recent examples have certainly been contractors and subcontractors working on the premises and having some sort of mishap. And they keep saying, oops, we're so sorry, as they mistakenly, cut a line while they're working.
Residents wax poetic about what a beautiful and well-maintained building this used to be. Now, there's garbage piling up in the pits where the contractors exposed the pipes. Water is leaking out of the buildings, pooling around the base of the concrete. It's attracting rats and bugs, and residents fear the inaction will only lead to future problems.
I mean, you want to come home after a long day, and you don't have the mechanism to do that. You have a hot plate, which allows you to cook in one pot at a time. Just thinking about it stresses me out. It's not like cooking on a stove. You probably have to wait 2 hours for a thing of water to boil. Like, how much can you really cook for a family with one hot plate and one pot?
Residents here in Coney Island are looking for answers. A flyer NYCHA sent to tenants in early July notes that, on average, gas outages last 3 months. But for families fast approaching the one-year anniversary of the last time they cooked a hot meal in their own apartment, there's a hunger for new expectations. Ellie Quinlan Hotelling, WNYC News.